AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Senate's approved a bipartisan $1 trillion package to upgrade the nation's infrastructure and create jobs. $550 billion in new spending for roads, bridges, broadband internet, water pipes, and other public work systems. President Biden says it will help spur the economic recovery from the pandemic.
This bill is going to help make a historic recovery, a long-term boom. Folks, above all, this historic investment infrastructure.
Senate Democrats are now focusing on the next larger package, $3.5 trillion, to create new social programs for families. President Biden was asked about the Taliban takeover of several provinces in Afghanistan because U.S. and NATO forces are pulling out. Would he change course?
We spent over $1 trillion over 20 years. We trained and equipped with modern equipment over 300,000 Afghan forces.
President Biden also says he respects the decision by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign over sexual harassment allegations.
While the 63-year-old Democrat emphatically denied intentionally showing any disrespect toward women, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his resignation.
The best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing.
But Cuomo still maintains his innocence.
The report said I sexually harassed 11 women. That was the headline people heard and saw and reacted to. The reaction was outrage. It should have been. However, it was also false.
Cuomo will leave in 2 weeks with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul taking over. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Florida Hospital Association says nearly 70% of the state's facilities are expecting critical staffing shortages because of the surge in COVID cases. This is AP News. Dominion Voting Systems has sued Trump-friendly broadcasters over fraud allegations.
Dominion Voting Systems filed lawsuits Tuesday against right-wing broadcasters Newsmax and One American News and former Overstock.com CEO Patrick Byrne, a prominent ally of former President Donald Trump. The lawsuits allege Dominion was damaged by false claims that the vote-counting machine maker rigged the 2020 election for President Joe Biden. Dominion says the barrage of baseless claims cost it $1.6 billion in lost profits. Dominion filed defamation lawsuits earlier this year against Fox News and Trump allies Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. I'm Mike Gracia.
An Associated Press analysis shows Republicans have benefited from the biggest political advantage in decades because of potential gerrymandering in U.S. House districts and state legislative boundaries. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.